Hello, my loves. How are you today? I've missed you. I feel like I haven't talked to you guys in a while, even though it's barely even been a month. Oh my goodness. But I feel like I've gotten so used to recording these rambles that I feel like going a week after the first of the month is illegal. I'm like, I have to get a video out immediately. So everything's like fresh in my mind and I remember what I want to talk about. But sorry, I'm adjusting my headset. But this ramble is going to be all over the place. I have a lot to update you guys on. And also, I've been having a good day today. I have like my heater next to me and just kind of putting it at my face. So I have mentioned before that I have my own recording place now. I don't want to call it a studio because that makes it sound so professional. It is not a studio, but it is so basically sometime last year, at the beginning of last year, we fixed our garage. You guys know I live with my family, my parents, my siblings. So recording at home can be a bit of a challenge for me because I don't know, like I find it hard to sit down and have quiet time for myself. There's always sound going on in the background. And I just want to have like my own like quiet place to record and sit down and work. And so I made the garage my little sitting area. We fixed it. We have like the cutest little living room right now. And I have a desk. I have my computer that I work on. I have my microphone, everything that I need, you guys know. But it's freezing. And our heater, it runs on like on gas. So we need to buy like gas for it every single time. So that is like a waste of money. So I went to Costco like a few days ago and I got this heater. It's like round, like a sun heater, they call it. It's called Heat Dish Tilt. And it is a lifesaver. Like, it keeps me so warm right now. I don't feel the cold at all. Cold? What's cold? I've never heard of it in my life, but So obviously I found a way to beat the cold, and I'm happy, very happy with my little recording area that I have going on because I can be as loud as I want and no one's gonna find out. I feel like you guys can already tell that I'm being a little louder. I don't know if you can tell, but I am being louder and it's just nice. You know, this is something I've wanted for a while. I was even considering renting my own studio, my own apartment, just to have like quiet time for when I have to record. And so I told my mom about this idea. We both just kind of made this my little recording area. So yeah. Exciting news. I can record all my not so innocent audios in peace now. And everything else, of course. But yeah, it's been nice. And I feel like it's a good way to start the year off right and to give you guys the content that you deserve because you only deserve the best content in the world. A plus content, and that's it. Nothing less, nothing more, okay? But yeah, I think you can hear it in my voice. I sound a little different today because I developed seasonal allergies. So it used to be spring allergies only, but now it is seasonal allergies. So I don't get a runny nose during like the winter time when it's cold, but lately I've had a runny nose. I've been sneezing a lot. My throat itches, which are all symptoms of allergies, the stuff I get when I in spring, you know, when I have allergies. But it's been happening a lot lately. And so my doctor told me it is seasonal allergies. So I'm never escaping. I am never escaping. I hate it, but it's okay. I feel like it's normal. A lot of people have it. But I truly believe it's because of the cold. Like, just the cold is not my friend. I don't like it. I actually have sparkling water with me and tapping on it like ASMR. Lately, I've had an obsession with sparkling water. I just feel like it's a healthier alternative to Sprite and pop or soda, whatever you want to call it. It's definitely a healthier alternative, and I don't know. I like it. I'm gonna take a sip. You can hear how fizzy it is. No, not really. But yeah. I've had an obsession with sparkling water. And also, like, come on, it's low in calories. It's a little bit healthy for you, I guess. But Nothing will beat regular water, of course. So if you can drink regular water, do that. I'm going to back away from the mic a little bit because I feel like I'm too close. I recently got the Blue Yeti mic, and I've never used the Blue Yeti, even though I've heard good things about it. I used to use my HyperX Quadcast, and I still have it, but it's not the one I'm using to record because I didn't want to, like, connect it outside. Like, I just left it in my room because I was like, this is too much work. I have a Blue Yeti. Let me just connect the Blue Yeti and use it. So I hope that it sounds okay. Let me know if you guys like it. And if you don't, then I can definitely switch it out for the older one. But yeah, so new mic, new everything. But to me, I feel like they kind of sound the same. I don't really notice a big difference at all. As long as you guys can hear my voice and understand me, that is all that matters to me. But I don't know about you guys. Today, I've had a long day, like a very long day. And I'm so exhausted. All I want to do is get in bed, take my makeup off, and just lay down. But I can't because I need to get my work in first, and then I'll do that. But I was busy looking at cars today because I'm looking for my next car that I want to lease. The lease on my current car is almost up in 2 months, so I don't really have that much time. And I've been looking at my other options and seeing, like, what else I want to get after once I give my current car back. And there were lots of options. I went to plenty of different companies. And at the end, I ended up choosing Ford, which is a big change for me because I'm used to Chevy cars. My current car is a Chevrolet, so switching to Ford is a big thing. But the reason I'm choosing to do that is because I have been obsessed with the Bronco cars, if you guys know them. Not the small one, the bigger ones. I've been obsessed with them and the way they look. I think they're so cute. And for the longest time, I wanted to get a Wrangler, like a Jeep Wrangler, but I just didn't. There was something about them I didn't love. I never really thought, like, oh, let me just get a Wrangler, like, I love them. I never felt that way, but with a Bronco, when I saw the Broncos today, I was like, okay, I like it a lot. So, I don't know, it's still something I'm thinking about, of course. I'm not gonna do it yet, but the Bronco is up there on the list. I went to, like I said, a lot of different companies, and the Bronco was the only one that really stood out, and I really liked it. So, what do you guys think? Do you think it's nice? I'm talking about, like, the bigger Bronco, not the small one, because I don't like the small ones. Something about them is just not there. Like, they just don't look as good as the bigger ones. I don't know what it is. Probably, like, the back of the car, I think. I just don't like it. I'm also used to getting colored cars, so usually I gravitate towards red, and I find myself buying a lot of red cars, but I want to change out of that, and I want to get a white car this time. So I also feel like tinted white cars are so sexy. Like, having a white car and tinting it is the best thing, or just having, like, a blacked out car as well, like a black car with tint, like dark tint. So that's really nice. So yeah, but the only downside to the Bronco is the price. I mean, I just wasn't expecting it to be so high in price, and I don't want to have to pay so much for a car, I guess. Like, I just find it a little dumb, I guess, because I mean, obviously, like, whoever does it, like, good for you. I'm not bashing you or anything like that, but in my case, I just feel like there's no need for me to get, like, a big, fancy, expensive car. But I feel like the Broncos are just, like, not that fancy. But they are at the same time. But I was surprised by the price. I was not expecting that at all. But I don't know. If I end up getting it, I'll let you guys know and I'll keep you updated. You guys know I tell you everything. I can't keep anything in my stomach. But yeah, I feel like you guys have a lot of good opinions, and I listen to you, so If you think it's something I should consider, let me know. If you think I shouldn't, also let me know. If you think I should look at anything else that I might like, because I tend to like bigger cars. I like SUVs. I like trucks, I guess. I wouldn't drive a truck. I mean, I would. But, like, I would want an SUV instead, if that makes sense. But I honestly love cars, too. I think they're so cute. But I can't drive cars where I live because we have so many potholes. It snows and it rains so much and the roads are not it. So we have so many potholes and I feel like if I have a car, my tire will pop out of place just because of like a big pothole that could fit a whole whale. I'm not even exaggerating. And lately it's gotten even worse too after the big snowstorm that we had. So we've gotten lots of potholes. And I drive an SUV and sometimes I find it like hard avoiding the potholes because of how big they are. So that's one reason why I can't drive like a small car. But I think they're great. I love them. I think the BMW cars are so nice. Very nice. Every time I see one, I'm like, tunnel vision, just staring at it. I think they're so cool. But anyways, moving on from cars. Oh my god, I spent like 5 minutes talking about cars. If you can't tell, I love cars and I love talking about them, but I don't want to spend the whole ramble talking about that. So let's move on. Let's talk about Valentine's Day. You guys, who's booed up? Who's not booed up? Personally, I'm far from being booed up. Like, I just, my love life is not there. And I think we already know that. I've talked about that before. I just don't really have the best love life. I don't know why. I don't know. I don't think it's me. I'm not the problem. Because I'm an angel. I can never be. It's them. They are the problem. Okay? That's all I'm going to say, you guys. But I do think that the right person will come eventually. And I also think the right person will come for you as well. But oh my goodness, I do not like the way my voice sounds today. Just not at all. I don't like it. I don't like it. Yeah, just because of my allergies, my voice has been a little different and a little deeper, I feel like. I don't like it. But yeah, how are you guys enjoying your new year? How's that going? How was your January? I can't believe how fast January flew by. Like, how are we already in February? What? Where's the time going? It feels like just yesterday I told you guys Happy New Year and I hope you enjoy your January, this is that. But holy fuck, we are in February. That's insane. Bonkers, absolute bonkers. I had sushi like an hour ago and my stomach... My stomach is not happy. I don't know why. Maybe because I had, like, a lot of salmon. I don't know what was wrong with me today, but I woke up and I was like, I'm getting seafood. I'm getting sushi. You know, no matter what, I'm getting my sushi today. And that's what I did. I got sushi. And now I'm regretting it. This is why I'm drinking sparkling water, because it really helps with my stomach problems and stuff. And I'm just a girl. I have stomach problems. It's normal. It happens. But yeah, sushi was good. It was worth it. I'll do it again. I love sushi. I'll do anything for sushi. Anything for Japanese food in general. Like, it's just so good. And it was really cold, so drinking miso soup was the perfect thing. Like, the most perfect thing to do. But, yeah. I went to this restaurant today that I wanted to try. I've heard a lot of good things about it. As soon as I go in there, it is like incredibly loud and hectic, and I knew it was going to be busy from the parking lot because there was no place to park, and I was like, fuck, it's going to be busy as fuck in there. And it was. There was kids, like little kids everywhere. And like, not just any kids, but the ones that scream and run around and, you know, the crazy kids. So my friend and I went in there and we put our name down, waited for a table, and then as we sat down, we were like, it is really fucking loud in here. Should we just leave? Like, should we go somewhere else? So we went and told the host, like, nope, we're leaving. Thank you. And we got Asian food. And it was the best decision ever. Because I don't know about you guys, but I just hate crowded places. Like, I can't do it. Especially when it's really loud. Like, I'm just trying to sit down, have a good dinner, unwind, drink a little bit of juice, I don't know, cocktail, and relax. I don't want to hear a little kid screaming next to my ear. Okay? Like, I love kids, but just don't scream right next to me. And one of them was trying to grab my purse the whole time. It was driving me nuts. I was like, stop it. Oh, you can touch anything, but not my purse, because I have like a fear of getting robbed. I have like a huge fear of getting robbed. Is that like a weird fear to have? I don't know. But I'm very like careful and cautious when I go out and I'm holding my purse or my phone or anything like that. I'm very cautious with my purse. So, but I think she just liked it because it was pink. I think she likes the color pink. But yeah, that's what I was up to. So I had a pretty busy day looking at cars, eating sushi, but also looking at cars drains you because it takes up your entire day. You know, when you're trying to get the price of a car and learn more about it and this is that, it can be a little exhausting, but also worth it at the same time. I also went to this jeweler today that I found out about recently, and I got like this handmade ring that I would love to show you guys if you want to see it. But basically, you choose the stone that you want and they put it in it. And it's just the cutest thing ever. It's pink, of course. I forgot what the name of the stone is. But the ring is so gorgeous. I can't stop looking at it. As I'm talking right now, I'm admiring it. And I even got another one. I kind of want to show you guys now so you know what I'm talking about. But it's like a little heart with a red stone in it. And I got it done for Valentine's Day because if no one's buying me like a cute ring for Valentine's Day, I'll buy it for myself. So thank you very much. Who needs a boyfriend when you can spoil yourself? And I also have you guys. You guys spoil me too. Like every single time a holiday comes around, someone gifts me something off my wish list. Like whether it's Christmas, Halloween, anything like that. One of you guys is quick to gift me and it makes me so freaking happy to know that you thought of me during a time like that. Like you thought, oh, she would love this. Like you guys thought of me. That is so freaking sweet. Honestly, it makes my whole day. I never want you guys to go out of your way and spend money on me. Like I don't want that. But to know that you thought of me enough to do that, like it's really heartwarming and it makes me feel so loved and it makes me feel so appreciated. And I really appreciate you. So You guys know yourself. You're listening to this right now. You're my angels. I love you all. You're super great, super amazing. And since it is that time of the ramble, if you've made it this far into the ramble, 18 minutes in, then you need to leave an emoji. And this time, let's do, I ran out of emojis. Let's do a red heart, like just a normal red heart for Valentine's Day. Let's do that. I recently discovered how to add a little bow to my emojis. I saw a TikTok video about it, and I've been doing it to every single emoji. I'm actually so extra. Like, I just go out of my way to add a bow to my emojis, and people are always like, how did you do that? Like, hello, have you met me? I'm the most extra person in the world. Have you even met me? But yeah, usually in my rambles, I talk about movies and what I've watched. But to be quite honest with you guys, I have not been watching any new movies. And I feel like they're not coming out with any new movies either. There's this one movie called Beekeeper by Jason Statham that I've been wanting to watch. I heard good things about it, and I love him. I love his movies and his acting. So I might watch that sometime this month. If I do, then I'll be sure to tell you guys about it in the next ramble, of course. But yeah, I just haven't been watching anything new. I was going to watch that Mean Girls movie that came out. I never did because I heard that it's kind of corny. And I'm like a huge Mean Girls fan, like a huge one. But I don't think anything will ever beat the classic movie for me, you know? So I didn't watch it. There's also this other movie that came out called Night Swim, I think, or something like that. It's like a horror movie, and my cousins want to watch it. They've been begging me to go with them. I hate it. I don't want to go. Don't make me do it, please. But yeah, maybe I'll watch that too. As always, I will let you guys know. I let you guys know everything. But yeah, I think I'm going to end the ramble here and record the next few audios for this month. I think you guys are going to love them. I really hope you do. I love you so much, and I want to thank you once again for listening to another one of my rambles, and don't forget to comment the red heart, of course, so I know that you heard the whole thing. I love you guys so much, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your February, and I will see you soon. Bye!